SF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
today's episode is going to wrap itself around a few breweries from our neighboring state to the south, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
The Alabama craft beer we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Avondale Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama, the AOK IPA and General Admission American Light Lager. From the good people at Good People Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama, Cosmic Trucker Hazy IPA and, a Czech Dark Lager. From Straight to Ale in Huntsville, Alabama, Juicy Bunny Pale Ale and Chill Pills Pilsner. And also from Huntsville, the Yellowhammer Brewing, T-minus Tangerine Kolsch and Rebellion Red Lager.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Anybody there? Hello?
No, hi. No one's here.
Hello.
You know.
Prank call.
Whatever. Folks, this is another Suds segment where we say beer is like a box of chocolates. It's all good until you get to the one with the strawberry cream in it.
I like the strawberry cream.
That's the worst flavor. So
maple nougat.
We'll get into that.
That's one of my favorite flavors. Love maple.
Next, you're going to tell me you like Mosaic Ops.
So, you son of a. I was wondering, like, when I put that together, do you think any brewery has done a Russell Stover stout collection?
No, but that's a brilliant idea.
That is a brilliant idea.
I think they were out of Kansas City. So like somebody in Kansas City, some brewery, you need to think of that. Yeah.
Wonder what they charge for the licensing.
Wasn't there a Russell Stover plant here in Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
On the way to Alabama.
Yeah. They got bought out by Lentz though. So.
Lentz?
No one
oh, really?
The Swiss. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
They're way too neutral.
I'm good old gal Juliana. In case you didn't know, joining me today at the table is.
What you chewing on?
Good old boy Kendall.
Hello. Well, I don't even know where to go with this.
I'm still
stuck on the chocolate because you don't mess with the Swiss chocolate mafia.
That's true.
You don't.
Swiss miss.
Yeah. Good old boy Drew. Hi.
Hello. I'm not going to mess with the Swiss chocolate mafia or the Swiss roll mafia or the Swiss army. Mafia.
Swiss Army Knife Mafia.
Gotcha.
Especially that one.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of, well, logo.
What are we speaking of at this point?
Is that school. A knife?
No, it's a C.
No, but I mean, what do they make?
Oh, they make.
Are they knives?
Well adjusted young men.
he is a mentor.
Out of boys.
Oh.
He is an educator.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, why was I thinking that mind. Was
case,
like a...
Case knife is probably what you were thinking.
Yes, yeah. That's what similar. I was thinking. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
You're just
sorry.
Fine.
And his cutting wit.
That one.
That's it.
Well done.
Very good. And then there's Mr. Blue Tick himself. Good old
it's
boy
very
Dave.
Titillating.
Mr. Blue Sky? What?
Yeah. My blue tick. He's wearing blue tick.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. My ticks are of... All colors, though.
That explains so much. But anyways. Yeah. Okay. Over the many, 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 many,
many,
many,
many, many, many
years many. That we've been doing this show, we have covered beer from pretty much every state in the United States, as well as beers from around the world. Today, we're going back. We're going in the time machine, and we're going to go back to some breweries that we've tried in past seasons to see what they've got going on these days. Like, how are they doing? Yeah. Are they still making beer? If so, is it better? Is it worse?
Do they
is
make
it meh?
Seltzers? Do they have THC drinks and RTDs? And
yes. Now, specifically, today's episode is going to wrap itself around a few breweries from our neighboring state to the south, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Back to Alabama.
I know, right? Good old boy Kendall, please tell us what today's lineup is.
The Alabama craft beer we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Avondale Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama, the AOK IPA and General Admission American Light Lager. From the good people at Good People Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama, Cosmic Trucker Hazy IPA and, ooh, a Czech Dark Lager. From Straight to Ale in Huntsville, Alabama, Juicy Bunny Pale Ale and Chill Pills Pilsner. And also from Huntsville, the Yellowhammer Brewing, T-minus Tangerine Kolsch and Rebellion Red Lager.
Didn't Straight to Ale, weren't all their beers originally named for like devils and space things?
I remember a lot of space things.
Space stuff. Definitely yeah, a lot like of space Leica stuff. There was yeah. a Huntsville
I remember
connection.
Leica, but I thought there was some devil stuff too.
I mean, their logo is very like devilish.
Straight to Ale, straight to
Well, but aren't they the snake handlers?
No,
that's the good people.
That's good people. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, when I think Alabama beer, there are only two breweries that really stand out, and it's Good People and who'd we just say?
Straight to Ale.
Straight to Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were Lasted. The ones that invaded Nashville in 2012, it felt like, and that was Alabama beer to me.
Yeah,
okay. 100%.
Okay. Good old boy Drew, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these Alabama beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a reason for good old boy Mike to make fun of Alabama. He doesn't need much.
No.
2. Was that a belch or the mating call of the Yellowhammer?
The state bird of Alabama.
3. Ah, what a relief. Good old boy Dave isn't wearing his houndstooth Speedo today. Or is he?
We'll never know.
I guess we might not Please. Find out until after the show. The after party.
Don't go there.
4. A body really should not make that sound while kissing a first cousin. Or really otherwise.
Or any cousin, yes. Any cousin.
Oh, boy.
5. Listen to that hang time. Give me one more Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
That was hard for you to say, wasn't it?
I do believe I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Wow, and he Go hasn't off. Even tried the beers yet.
So. Oh, boy. Okay.
Good job, Drew.
Yes.
Good job, everyone.
And we're done.
Oh, no. All right. Thanks, well, everyone, for coming.
Let's yeah. No, I guess we got to get to some beer now. I guess we do. So, first up, we're going to talk about Avondale Brewing. When I think of Avondale Brewing, I do think of the elephant logo, and I think of Miss Fancy's Triple in terms of, like, old school beers, which they still have on tap today.
Wow.
Yeah. However, in looking at their website, things have progressed for them. They have a concert venue there, and they have a lot of really interesting bands playing. I mean, again, this is Birmingham, I know. They also have a decent amount of Good People beer on tap in their tap room.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool of them.
Yeah.
Good friends, good people.
Maybe. Yeah. I know. So that's kind of cool. So the first beer that we're going to talk about from them is the AOK IPA. 6.8% ABV. This is a juicy IPA that drinks real easy with big pineapple and tropical fruit notes. The perfect IPA for the I don't drink IPA drinker.
I don't agree with that last statement, but I think it's a nice IPA.
Okay, good color.
I'm really digging this beer.
Yeah.
It's not hazy.
No.
I'll say that. There might be a little, but it's not that full, heavy feeling. There's a little bit of drinkability there, but the balance of the hops with the malt is just perfect. This is an IPA that I could just crush a lot of.
But this is an IPA for IPA like lovers, though.
Yes.
I mean, you got to be an IPA guy.
It's got hints of those old school. There's bitterness there for sure.
Exactly.
And it's a nice bitterness, just kind of dances on the tongue and hangs out a little bit. But wow, I'm loving this.
This takes me back
to losing on the third Saturday in October.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm not an Alabama fan, dude. I don't know what you're implying here, but
wow, just because he's got family from there.
Yeah, I got family from here too.
I mean, do you honestly think I would marry somebody that was originally from that state?
I mean, he might have kept it, you know, on the DL.
I would find out.
Fair.
No.
Fair.
Okay, I'm from the Northeast.
He's saying Roll Tide a lot.
I'm not saying. I haven't said those two words this whole day.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Listen, if a famous British astrophysicist just happens to like a team from Alabama,
known for his football savvy,
he was
a genius.
He was. Maybe he knew something you don't, Drew. Did you ever think of that? That maybe you should become an Alabama fan?
The history of space and time? I don't know.
Okay. So what would we pair with this? Would this be a good beer to have at a venue?
It's a great beer for a venue or anything fun. For food, I want something spicy. I'm thinking Thai or Mexican.
Okay, yeah.
This is a good beer. I don't know if I'd have more than 2 pints before I decide.
Was it because of the hoppiness of it?
Before I decide to have a third pint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. This
is an IPA. I could easily do 3.
Nice. No, this is good. And this gives me hope because I remember that Avondale was like, again, back in the day, it was meh. And I think it was just that it was like starting out and finding its feet kind of thing.
Finding the ground under them.
But this is nice to know that Birmingham has something like this.
Birmingham has a solid beer scene.
Drew, I would like for you to tell us how much you like this beer and how many Tennessee beers this is better than. Go.
This is a surprisingly good beer. I did clear that there is no elephants on the can anymore, so I don't feel bad about saying the can was good looking. Don't know if I could drink 3 of them. As far as beers that I say, it's definitely better than any of the Mayday beers that are no longer made. What else can I say that I can't make anyone mad because they've since gone out of business? But I will say that for any brewery to last as long as they have in Alabama, this is great.
All right, cool. So we are going to rate the AOK IPA from Avondale Brewing in Birmingham a 4. And we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are taking a little time machine back to some breweries that we have talked about in the past. And right before the break, we started with Avondale Brewing Company from Birmingham, Alabama. The first beer that we talked about was the AOK IPA. Now we're going to move on to the general admission lager. This is 4.5% ABV, and this is an American-style light lager. As simple as it sounds.
We call it maize.
It is light. Like so that is
the color is pale. It's very pale. Very pale yellow.
Now, you were asking about a good beer for a venue.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
This is it.
Yeah.
Name two. I mean, you know, keep on going.
Give me a 16 ounce of this or 32. And I'm ahead.
Yeah, they're aiming this right at the Mick Ultra drinkers. It's that easy drinking, that light, and yet flavorful.
Well, there's a nice, like, almost like cracker kind of finish to it. Like, really, really tasty.
Crisp. Yeah.
Just a little bit of bitterness to hold it up, but it's super, super light just because you don't want to scare anybody
off. I think you need that.
You need that bitterness.
Yeah. Right.
You need just a shade of it.
Keeps it from finishing too sweet. You know?
Sure, 100%. And like having a sweet beer, even if it's low ABV, is just so bad. Like,
recipe for a headache and or a hangover the next day after your show.
And who wants that?
You just get tired of having it.
Yeah, extremely dry.
Yeah. This is a beer that says, drink more of me. Drink more of me.
Yeah.
I'd buy a six pack of this.
Oh my God. And easily, right?
You could drink a six pack of this
in a sitting.
Yeah. it's that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, I think it's safe to say that this is very impressive. Well, actually, both of them from Avondale, that they've come a long way. And I could see why they have, like, this goes well with the concert venue that they have and the whole aesthetic there. But this is good.
The skill level required to make a beer this light to taste this good is insanely, it's insanely hard to do. So the brewers are top notch.
There's nowhere to hide any defects in a beer like this.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, because this doesn't, is it safe to say that this doesn't taste like a 4.5%? Mm. You know, that there's so much flavor to it.
I don't think you would think you're missing anything.
Okay.
I'm going to have to drink a light beer to watch my weight or calories or anything. You're not going to think you're missing any flavor or anything by drinking this beer. You know, if you're one of the calorie watcher people.
Sure,
you know?
sure.
But it's also on like a hot day when you're out at an event and you're drinking maybe more beer than usual. This is a great, that's why people drink light lagers.
Yeah.
Go to the lake.
Lawnmower beer.
Yeah. I was going to say, is this a lawnmower beer? Yeah.
Go to a music festival, go to a ball game, you know.
Roll Tide.
You know, any kind of thing you could.
Wow. That's great. Okay. What shall we? Oh, yeah. Wow. So, the general admission American Light Lager from Avondale Brewing Company in Birmingham is going to get a 5.
When we bought this, there's zero chance I would have guessed that it was.
We were worried that you guys were going to think we're weird.
I can't remember the last time I bought a beer from this brewery, and I am going to seek both of these out.
Right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're making some great beer.
Okay, let's go on to Good People. And I remember having the IPA from Good People in the beginning. Did you know that they're IPA is the number one selling IPA in Alabama for the last 10 years. At least it says so on their website.
Yeah, it's really easy for me to believe that because there weren't a lot of good IPAs in Alabama for the last 10 years. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, these guys came out of the gate strong with Snake Handler, you know.
Yep.
Oh, gosh,
Over 10 years ago.
So that one's good. Then the Good People IPA, that one's
just
good,
the standard,
too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
The Mexican lager, the El Muchacho.
El Muchacho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then El Gordo, the I think that's a Russian Imperial they do, or just a, maybe it's just an Imperial Stout.
It's definitely an Imperial Stout.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the limited release, I guess, or maybe not, of the Cosmic Trucker IPA.
She's hazy.
Yep.
She is. 5.75% ABV.
That's a very specific number.
Highly specific gravity.
With only 20 IBUs. She is a New England style hazy IPA brewed with Phantasm and Cascade and Citra hops, fermented with Cosmic Punch yeast, big pungent tropical fruit juice, and white grape, soft body, low bitterness, and on the lower side of ABV.
You know, it's funny. A lot of times those descriptions, I'm like, whatever. When you said like pineapple and then white grape, mm-hmm. I was like,
yep.
Right at that second, I was
the white grape came out.
Something that tasted like white grape. Yep. I was like, dang, man.
I like that. The Cosmic Punch, it's Omega Labs yeast out of Chicago. It's one of their strains. It gives a nice juiciness. I'm really digging this. You know, it's, I would not call it a, why are they calling it a hazy IPA at 5-something%? It's just a hazy pale ale.
And honestly, I don't.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
but get, it's good.
I don't it get the need to call it a New England either. I don't, it doesn't taste like a New England exactly to me, because there's, when I think New England IPAs, I always go back to like orange juice.
And I
like,
know. You know, more citrus. I know.
And this is not that. This is
very
a
tropical.
Very tropical, hazy pale ale.
It's really good.
Yeah. This is super. I mean, this is a really
I'm not familiar beer. With the Phantasm hops, but I like what they're doing.
This is, yeah.
What do you think, Drew?
Pineapple, orange,
guava
and a beer. Yeah. You know, it's quite tasty. It I love the
juicy.
Pure guava.
Love the can art, you know, the could see drinking this at a dead concert.
Although, yeah, then haziness is giving a little more mouthfeel than we've had in some of the other beers we've had lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could drink a lot of this. I'd get filled up, but it's very flavorful.
It's closer to say, I'd say it's closer to a hazy than some of the other ones that have been called mm-hmm. hazies.
Fair.
This is a good starting off beer. I would start with this, have a pint, and then you start hitting that general admission and you're
Later and you're comfortable for the day. Yeah.
What would you eat with this?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, with this having the tropical notes and the guava, what would you... Excuse me.
Jamaican jerk chicken.
I would spicy, man. Yeah, I would go
spicy too.
Tacos, yeah.
Yeah, something Caribbean. That's an interesting twist. Jerk chicken,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And what shall we rate this puppy? Yeah. Okay. So the Cosmic Trucker Hazy IPA from Good People Brewing, we are going to rate a 4.
All right. Are we gonna do
and now I think it's story time.
Uncle Kendall, tell us a story.
So this is from Angelica Stable of Fox News.
Dum dum dum.
Single strawberry sells for $19.99 at a grocery store, but hey, it's still cheaper than eggs.
Not in Alabama.
What?
So a TikTok creator posted her experience of a single strawberry that cost $20 at a Los Angeles area grocery store. Oh, an organic grocery store is selling this very expensive food item. The newest pricey offering, a single strawberry for $19.99. But wait, there's more.
I just call it $20.
Yes.
Each Ellie Emmy strawberry is shipped from Kyoto and is hand-picked to have the perfect appearance before it's packaged in its own case.
Oh my God.
What happens to the ones that don't make the cut?
I don't know.
They're
$10 strawberries.
Hari Kari.
They're $10 strawberries. They're picked in their prime and they hit store shelves within 24 to 48 hours. So that's pretty insane. They're coming from Japan. Air freight. Selling them. Yeah. Gee, that's a lot.
Wow.
These strawberries are organic, which accounts for 0.002 of Japan's production. They're not sour or tart, and they are preferred. High-quality strawberries in Japan are preferred not to have sour or tart flavors, which is crazy because I like my strawberries tart. Right.
Just a little tartness, yeah.
Yeah. So Californians took to TikTok to document their experience trying the single-serving snack, including Orange County food influencer and content creator known as Lily.
Oh.
Lily says, I couldn't stop thinking about how many hours of my life I'd have to work to eat this single strawberry. But hey, look how cute it is.
I mean, I like the little valley girl thing.
What does she make per hour? I mean,
I don't know, but, you know, she has to work a few hours to pay for this strawberry. Well, she is a food influencer.
Oh,
It doesn't pay well, I guess.
Each strawberry is cultivated in Kyoto for 7 years to have the perfect symmetry, What? Brilliant color and exceptional size. There's okay, no way a strawberry grows for 7 years, right?
But what?
Like, are you growing it in like suspended animation?
I think they cultivate the plant.
Hyperbaric chamber?
They put it in stasis.
The smell is described as incredibly fragrant, and it tastes good.
It smells incredibly strawberry.
And I'd go so far to say it's perfect. Like, put it in the dictionaries, the definition of perfect.
That's still quoting Lily.
Yeah, they're still quoting Lily here. Particularly sweet floral. So she understands it's a ridiculous price to pay, but hey, she's buying the experience because it's fun. Not going to lie, she said, it's 1,000 out of 10. So for the best eating experience, the vendors suggest not touching it with your bare hands unless you plan to eat it within 3 to 4 hours. Strawberries are very fragile and need to be handled with care.
You don't want to bruise it.
It's best to let them breathe at room temperature for 15 to 30 minutes to bring out the aroma and sweetness.
How does it survive the atmosphere of going in a plane and then up and down? I don't know. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Here's the thing. Yes, that is absolutely ridiculous, but pretty much every one of us here has treated a beer in a similar fashion. Like, oh, you want to let it warm up for a few minutes and, you know, let it breathe and all that.
But this is a strawberry.
I get it.
But
it just shows you, like, when people don't have real problems, like, this is what you end up with.
LA food influencers.
You don't understand reality. I mean,
how many hours would she have to work to make $20? Maybe she needs some better job skills. Right. I don't know, but
okay. This is what is wrong with society.
It's what is wrong with Gen Z.
Well, okay. I was trying to think of many things.
This is on the list. Yeah.
Hey, it's not their fault. They were raised by Gen X.
Fair.
Okay.
I'm just glad that the millennials are getting a pass in this instance.
Yeah, sure. But seriously, 7 year, I mean, like the perfect strawberry. I'm sorry.
There's a joke about 7 year something in there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just waiting to happen, right? I would not pay that much for one strawberry.
I wouldn't pay that much for a pound of strawberries.
I'm going to say this. I would do it once. I would pay $20 one time. And I would, going into it, knowing this is not going to be worth $20 to me.
Would you talk about it on the internet?
Yes, I would.
You got to put it on TikTok.
And this is why the company is doing it.
TikTok. And
it's brilliant marketing because we're talking about it now. And say, I would never eat it, but I'm talking about it. You would eat it.
Yeah. Once we've talked about it, 7 people in Alabama are going to hear about this now. Okay, so that's 7 more strawberries they might sell.
Hopefully we can kill it. You know, it's like when the brands adopt the meme, you know, it kills the meme. Maybe we can kill
now,
the $20
strawberry.
If
people strawberry. In Kyoto want to send us each a $20 strawberry, we will.
By air freight.
Yes, we will try them and give them a fair review.
And the amount of money to send it air freight. I mean.
Now, if you will include a bottle of Japanese whiskey with each one of those strawberries. Yes.
Okay.
Then. Perhaps the review would be a little more friendly.
What would you pair with a $20 strawberry?
Some of the... No, never mind. I'm not even...
Yeah. Some $100 whipped cream?
There you go.
Wow. Okay. Moving on. Well, thank you, good boy Kendall.
Yes, that was a great story.
Interesting story time. Yes. Now... Let's move on to another beer from Good People Brewing in Birmingham as well. This one is going to be the Dark Czech Lager.
You had me at Dark Czech Lager.
Okay.
Czech Lagers, man. The last couple years is
blowing up.
Right? 4.2% ABV.
That's why this thing is so drinkable. It is amazing. So flavorful, so light-bodied. It's just delicious.
Just a little bit of crispy.
Love this style. Roasty. And they've done a good job of it.
I mean, our ancestors were on to something good here. You know,
these guys give break their run for their money.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
Hey, they're still from Alabama.
No, but I'm saying this, I am so glad to see pilsners and lagers and all of the old school